Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Terrence. Terrence writes from New Brunswick, New Jersey. Terrence writes, I'm a new wholesaler looking for my first deal. Can you give me some tips to help me? Well, Terrence, one of the most important concepts you need to internalize if you want to be a successful wholesaler is that when you wholesale a property, you've got to make certain that there's enough profit in the deal in order to make it attractive to another investor. And in order to do that, you need to know the wholesaler's formula, and the 70% rule is a very important integral part of the wholesaler's formula. So you have to start with the estimated market value of the property, which is also commonly known as the ARV, or the after repair value. And it's often called after repair value because most of the properties that you're going to wholesale to another investor are going to be properties that need substantial renovation. So you want to start with the estimated market value of the house in a fixed up condition, multiply by a factor, which in most cases is 70%. You then subtract out the costs that will ultimately be borne by the investor who buys the property. So that's renovation costs, holding costs, like property taxes, financing costs, etc. And you also want to subtract out the wholesale fee that you hope to earn. So start with the market value, multiply by the factor. In this case, it's 0.7 or 70%. Subtract renovation and holding costs and other costs, subtract your wholesale fee that you hope to earn, and what you end up with is what's called the maximum allowable offer. That tells you the highest price that you can pay for a property to be able to wholesale that property to another investor. Now, make sure that you don't confuse wholesaling with representing a buyer. So if you want to represent a buyer who's buying real estate, you need to be a licensed realtor. But anyone can wholesale a property, because when you wholesale a property, you sign a contract as a buyer. When you sign a contract as a buyer, you become a principal in that transaction, and then you can assign your interest as a principal, as a buyer in that transaction, to another investor. So again, 70% rule is really important because it creates the profit spread that allows you to pass on potential future profits to another investor. And there's nothing magical about 70%, it's just the most common factor that's used. But if you want to be more conservative, you can use a lower factor like 0.65 or 0.6 or 0.55. But of course, that makes it more challenging, because then in order to get a deal, you'll have to get the property cheaper, but there's more profit potential when you do. So I talk about the wholesaler's formula and 70% rule in my latest book, which is called Real Estate Investing Secrets, which is available on Amazon. But good luck to you, Terrence. And again, remember, the most important factor to consider is that you've got to leave enough profit for the next investor to make it attractive to them to wholesale a property. So thanks for your question, Terrence. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.